Thank you. Saxophonist Rich Halley with a couple of tracks from his album called Fire Within. That lovely second one was called Through Still Air. Very nice stuff there. Rich Halley. It's 11:13 Central Time. We're well into our second hour today. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Moving around to the other side of the world now again. We were in New Zealand to start the show. Now we're in Australia. Pianist, composer, educator Andrea Keller is just a fine talent. I'd love to meet her and interview her on air sometime, but we have exchanged emails, and that's about as that doesn't help, does it, when you're in radio? However, she is just a mentor to many other jazz folks in Australia, and her latest album is called Flicker and Polar Bird. And it has both new and previously recorded material on it. And it sort of says on the cover that it's trio strings voices. It says those three words are on the cover. And the trio has John Mackey on saxophone and Miroslav Bukovsky on trumpet and flugelhorn with Keller on piano. Then there are string sections from both Sydney and Canberra playing on some of these tracks. And there are vocalists on some tracks as well. All compositions and arrangements are by Keller. And the mood is largely gentle. And the one of the central characteristics of the album, I guess, is a five-part suite called Flicker 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that adds more strings and solos and there's some really beautiful playing here. As I say, there are five parts to the suite. I'm going to play two of them today. I think they are parts 3 and 4, and they are really quite beautiful. So, enough said. Here's pianist, composer Andrea Keller from Australia with two tracks from Flicker and Polar Bird. This is Flicker number 3 and number 4.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is really beautiful stuff. That's a Flicker, several sections of the Flicker Suite from the album called Flicker and Polar Bird, with Australian pianist and composer leader there, Andrea Keller. Some beautiful stuff. And as I mentioned, it's she is very, very prolific, but she also is very generous with her time. She does a lot of moving around in the country and allowing younger musicians an opportunity to stretch their wings under her tutelage. It's really she is a very fine person in that regard. And we've just reached the halfway point in our program today. It's 11:32 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. I'll change in pace and mood now. Come back to Canada from the West Coast with violinist and viola player Josh Zubat, with I think his father Jesse at the same thing, but his strings album has with Josh on violin and viola, Jesse Zubat on violin, Meredith Bates on violin and viola, Peggy Lee on cello, and James A. Meagher on bass. That's really sort of cool. It's the Josh Zubat strings. The album is called, that's it. It's a self-titled album. It's called Josh Zubat Strings. It's on Drip Audio. Going to play a couple of tracks here. The first one is Sitting Down and Chasing. That's really difficult to do. And the second one is called Leaf and Water. Here is the Josh Zubat Strings. Josh Zubot Strings there from the self-named album. Two tracks. That second one was called Leaf and Water. And it's 11:43. I'm about to head into my historical segment, so I'll tell you right now that you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is called Voyage, Jazz Between 10 and 1 Live here on Wednesdays. My name's Keith Black. And if you listen regularly, you know that I almost always have an historical segment, usually something that my sort of unwritten rule or whatever is at least 20 years old, more or less, and often it's 100 years old, but whatever. Today, I'm going back only to 1987. But that is, a fair way back. And it is one of the earlier albums with saxophonist Branford Marsalis. The album is called Renaissance, and it really sets the stage. A lot of the critics were saying maybe this guy hasn't really reached his full potential with chops yet, but he's pretty close. The album is very, very good. The quartet has Bob Hurst on bass and the great Tony Williams on drums, and Kenny Kirkland on piano for most of the way. Sadly, the late Kenny Kirkland, he was great, Kirkland was, and did a lot of work with the Marsalises and with Branford, and his death was too soon and tragic. But he is most of the album, and you're going to hear him on three of the four tracks I'm going to play. The fourth track is sort of the one that gets most of the credit on this album over the years. It's an extended version of Jimmy Roll's tune called The Peacocks, and it's basically not totally a duet, but just about, with Marsalis with Herbie Hancock playing piano on that track alone. It's really quite gorgeous, and it will be the last of the four tracks I play. The first one is the old song from the American Songbook, Just One of Those Things, and it is flat out swinging. It just smokes, and it gets things started in the album and on this historical segment for sure. The second track is called Lament. The third track is called The Wrath, Structured Burnout. And again, there are explanations that I cannot tell you because I do not know where that comes from. But first is Just One of Those Things, then Lament, then The Wrath, Structured Burnout. And then the fourth track is about 14 minutes, or mainly 15 minutes, of a absolutely amazing cover of the tune The Peacocks that has been given all sorts of recognition as a classic track within a very interesting earlier album by Branford Marsalis. So here we go to start Just One of Those Things.
Just One of Those Deepies, take one.
Thank you. We'll be right back.